NOWAK, July 31st, 1984, interviewed by Larry Lowenthal at Springfield Armory. Tell me first, Steve, when you came to work at the Armory, near as you can remember?
The nearest, I remember it was in June. I know that part, that was the month of June. And I would say, I think it was 1939.
You remember things that happened afterwards, like the beginning of World War II?
And yes, I do, because I remember when the stocking shop was being constructed, you know, on State Street, and that new office building there. And then that, I think it's a machine shop that was built directly across the greenhouse. That was under construction. I remember where that was being put up.
When you worked here, when you first came here, what was your position?
Classified labor.
Were you right out of high school at that time?
Yeah.
So this was your first job, really? How did you happen to get the job here? How did you know about it and so forth?
Oh, I took an examination some years before, and in the post office, civil service examination. And I just forgot about it completely because I haven't heard for some time.
Yeah.
And then I got 89, and I still have the paper, 89, on my examination.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a letter to report for coming for an interview with the personnel department.
Were you living in Springfield at the time?
No, I was living in Chicopee at that time.
And you went into service during the war?
No.
You didn't? Okay.
No.
How long did you stay at the Armory then?
I stayed quite a few years. I don't remember how many years at that.
Did you always do the same kind of work
yes.
while you were here?
Yes, yeah.
Which was gardening type work?
Yeah.
Landscaping and so
mm-hmm.
forth? Did you have any prior experience with
that? Yeah, I had. I was working for other institutions before. That seems to be institutionally inclined.
Uh-huh. So,
I didn't go anywhere. I was going out to California, actually, but with the Stanford University, doing other things, but I just didn't go. At that time, there was a little bit of turmoil. I had jobs here and there offered, and, you know, how it is. You can't decide which one you want.
Yeah. But during the time you were here, you were concentrated on this landscape?
Yeah.
Grounds?
That was all that I did, yes. That was it.
But you already knew how to do that pretty much
before
you came?
Oh, yes, I had. I'd been doing it some way with a private contractor or something on my own.
How did you get interested in that sort of thing?
Well, I got my start with the 4-H clubs to start with, and I was a champion in flower growing and so on on the state level. And I kind of pursued it, and I did.
Sure.
People asked me to design gardens for them, and I did design gardens for them. And mostly up in the McKnight section right up here in Springfield.
Yeah.
Princeton Street, Dartmouth, in that area.
So you had the interest before you came here.
Yeah.
When you were here at the Armory, what area were you responsible for mainly?
Mostly this area right around here, this side of the hill. I didn't have anything to do with the shops. I had nothing to do with the mowing of the grass or anything like that.
You had to do with the plantings then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Care of the shrubs and flowers?
No, the big... they had a big maintenance crew that did the lawns, and then they, like this field down below, that was mostly a hay field.
Yeah.
They only mowed that, you know, once or twice a year. But the upper area was all maintained like it is now.
Just as a little sidelight, when they mowed the hay field, did they cut it by hand with the scythes?
Yes, yeah, that's the way they did it, yeah. They had one of these old-fashioned big blades. Yeah, because that's on the downhill. They would never go down there with a tractor.
Yeah. So what sort of plants were you responsible for?
Well, like the flower gardens and the garden right around here and the vegetable garden, the commanding officer's vegetable garden, and the shrubbery around. And we had flower boxes here on the porch. A lot of flower boxes here on the porch and all the quarters. On the hill, we had flower boxes on all the quarters. And then many times, of course, the commanding officer had a certain fancy for a certain shrub they'd like to buy. Well, we'd get it for him. And then the flowers, and we used to supply the flower. I used to do a lot of the flower arranging for the different functions that the officers had right here in the officers' club.
Did you have anything to do with the greenhouses?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was growing flowers, cut flowers. That's what we did when I...
Were you in charge of the greenhouses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I did. And then when we should grow chrysanthemums, carnations, and just automatically deliver them to the... starting with the commanding officer and down to the other colonels and down the line. And as I said, if they had a party going on, I used to do the decorating for them in the club.
Did you take care of all the residences, 2, 3, 4,
yeah.
7, 8, 9?
Oh,
so
all
forth?
Of them, yeah. Right down, right out on there. And then when we had an abundance of flowers, we would, the commanding officer, we'd give the, inform the commanding officer, and then he'd inform officers that didn't live on the reservation. They could come in and get flowers and get them, you know, as they were available.
Cut flowers or plants?
Cut flowers and plants, whatever we had. But yeah, they used to share them with the officers. They couldn't accommodate all the officers at that time because, you know, they were living in the city and around because they didn't have the facility for all of those that came in. Used to grow like flowers, petunias, marigolds, scabiosa, phlox, and anything we had that we, somebody, if they wanted to plant around. They did their own, the officers around their own quarters, they planted what they wanted to in the line of annual flowers.
Mm-hmm.
They had their own vegetable garden, the ones
they
wanted, yeah.
Yeah.
And we took care of course, of the commanding officer's garden right here. That was, I took care of that. But each officer, if he wanted a garden, if an officer wanted a space adjacent to the officer's quarters, well, he had to take care of his own vegetables.
These annual flowers that you were talking about, did you start them from seed in the greenhouse?
Oh, yeah, we started everything from
and then
seed.
You transplanted
we
the
We started everything. We didn't buy anything from the annual flowers. We didn't buy anything. That perennials, we started those with seed, different cuttings.
And then you just transplanted the plants from the greenhouse?
Yeah, well, we used to grow, as I said, this porch was all flower boxes here, all in front of it.
Where were the flower boxes? On the level of the porch as it is now?
Yeah, right up here.
Were they on the inside of the
rail,
on the outside?
Outside.
The way the porch is now, it doesn't seem like there's enough space to support it.
Oh, yeah, they had. We had big boxes.
Was the porch, did the porch come out further then, do you think? Or?
No, it was just the way it is now. No, just the way it is now.
Were the boxes supported by the
wrought
iron?
Oh, they had brackets. Yeah, they had iron brackets on them.
And were there boxes all around the porch of this building, or just on the front side?
The front and the side, and the others too.
Like one?
We had geraniums.
One box in every section between the
right here,
columns?
Between each column and the box.
What sort of flowers?
Geraniums, petunias, coleus, ageratum. Try to keep it like a red, white, and blue effect. You know, red geraniums, white alyssum, and blue. Red geraniums, white alyssum, and blue ageratum. Try to keep it in that scheme. There was a big flower our area circular plot, just about where you see that there, ground there.
Yeah, between the sidewalks.
Yeah, there's a big circle there, flowers there.
Was there a tree there, or just a flower bed?
There was a tree there at one time, and there was a circle there. We had a circle, because that's where the... usually the commanding officer, of course, the chauffeur drove in, you know, to pick him up to for his office.
What sort of flowers did you have in that circle?
We had the annual phlox. We had salvia. We had alyssum for the border, blue and white alyssum. And we had nice big salvia there. And the... annual phlox, Phlox drummondii, that was in there, growing in there.
Were you responsible for watering the plants?
Yes, watering everything.
Trimming or thinning or whatever else you needed to do?
Whatever needed to do,
yeah.
That was my responsibility.
Not the regular grounds crew?
No.
They did mainly mowing?
Even the boxes here, I took care of that.
Yeah.
Well, I used to water the boxes right here, excepting the only the commanding officers. Quarters, but the others, people, if they were on vacation, we would take care of theirs, but on a daily basis, they would do it.
Who took care of some of the evergreen shrubs?
I did.
What about the big trees? Did anybody take care of them at all?
They usually hired a crew from the nursery, because the trees at that time... Well, they were, I'm not saying they're not particular now because they are, because the way they look, they are, but you couldn't remove a tree or do anything to it unless you had permission from the Department of Defense at that time, as it was known. And in a way, that's a good thing because, you know, every time some a new commander comes in, he has his own ideas about things, which is all right because he's usually here to stay for a few years, but it's all in the line of improvement. But if a tree was in that spot and was indicated on the blueprints of the Department of Defense, it would stay there unless they deemed it to be taken out.
We'll start off walking around quarters one from the front steps, and we'll turn west first, start out in that direction. Tell me what you had planted. First of all, was there anything on these stone bases like we have now?
No, not on the stone bases. We had nothing there. That was as
just the steps and the wrought iron.
Yeah, and we had, as I said, about the flower boxes. We did not have the Japanese yew here at that time. This was a barberry.
So there were no evergreens along the front.
No, it was, and then we had flowers on the border. Geraniums, petunias.
So in the whole time you were here, there were no evergreens on the front?
Oh, yes. No, not in
the
front.
Not in the front of this building?
No, not in the front, no.
That goes up to when, like late 40s or?
Yeah.
Okay. So these were all put in since then?
Yes.
And you had solid barberries all along
solid
here?
Solid barberry. It was hedge. It was trimmed so that it conformed to like a hedge. It wasn't as loose growing like this. Excuse me, it was a straight hedge. Because as I said, we had flowers here at the front.
Geraniums?
Geraniums, petunias, marigolds. We try to vary it every year, you know, because when you use the same plants pretty much, you try to rearrange things.
Did you take care of the trimming of the barberries?
Yes, everything in front of the commanding officer's quarters.
Now, turning the corner here, did the barberries continue around the corner? So, like now we have
right around.
This laurel here was not there then?
No.
And you continued around with the barberries and the small flowers in front of it?
Yeah.
Right around here.
And we had all flowers here. The barberry came right out here, and we had all flowers in here.
Okay, now this is coming up to the stairway to the porch on the west face of the building, and this was all the same thing. Did the barberries go right up to that stairway?
Right up. Right up alongside it.
Okay, and then flowers continued around?
Mm-hmm. We had a border of flowers, geraniums, petunias, ageratum.
Okay.
Annual phlox. We did not use the mulch like this. We did all our cultivating by hand.
Yeah.
We didn't use a mulch like this.
So just bare soil, and you kept the weeds pulled by hand.
Oh, and it was kept clean, too.
I imagine. You know. Now we get over to the other side of the stairway.
We didn't have any weeds in between the slab walk here at all. Everything was done. We had a knife, and dug them out with a knife, with a pocket knife.
Yeah.
Here we had more flowering shrubs. We had the bridal wreath here. And there, the bridal wreath is, of course, the barberry. And then we had syringa, the mock orange here.
There still is one of them. I don't know if it goes back to that period.
It probably does.
All right, now we're coming to the, what would be the northwest corner of the house. And where we start now, the privet.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Did you have that?
No, we had hydrangea, the big, not that big one there. We had what they call the mountain of snow.
Uh-huh.
They only grew about this high. And it was all covered with off-white flowers to go with the white.
But no privets?
No, we didn't have any privets.
And that,
excepting the only privet we had was, I say we, it was at my place. The only place that privet was is there was a formal garden in front of the greenhouse, the lean-to greenhouse, that was enclosed by a privet hedge. It was a formal sort of colonial type of a garden. That was there, of course, before I came. So the formality was maintained, and the flowers changed with the season, of course, but most of that was, the basic part design was there. That was the only, to my knowledge, privet hedge that we had was surrounding the colonial type of garden.
Now this hydrangea, this tall growing one that we have here now,
yeah,
was not...
Yeah, that's PG. We didn't have, we had that, but not there. We yeah. had the mountains of snow.
Okay. How about the downspouts from the rain gutters? Were they pretty much in the same spots?
Yes,
can you remember?
Very much the same. Yeah.
Yeah. And drained out the same way?
No, we had drained big...
Those drain blocks?
Cistern-like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, we didn't have mulch. We had bare ground.
Right.
And it was... It acted as a mulch because that's what it does. But now they use pine bark and what have you. Yeah, we had a lot of nice hydrangeas along here.
Okay. Now, there's a couple of detached shrubs, like we have this Weigela.
Yeah, that's Weigela.
And,
and
the Forsythia.
Rathke, yeah.
Are they later than your time? Was there anything like that here?
No, we didn't have that here.
Okay, were there any shrubs outside this hole?
No, all along.
Any fruit trees out there?
No, no fruit trees at all.
Just the big specimen trees, like
that's
the oaks
right.
and so
yeah,
on that you see now?
Trees, just the shade yeah. trees, the oaks, maples.
Yeah.
And beeches.
Okay.
Yeah.
So even like that Forsythia that's been around some years is still later than what
yeah,
you're
it's
talking
still
about.
Later, yeah.
Okay. Now what about, was this hydrangea all along,
along
the north face of the house,
yeah.
all the way down to the
yeah.
end?
Yeah.
Everywhere that,
that
our privet
in,
is now.
That dies down in the wintertime. That comes up from the ground every year.
Were there low annuals in
we
front of?
We had all flowers all around. Every part was all around the house. We had the petunias, alyssum, ageratum, the annual phlox, the dwarf marigolds, and impatiens. We grew a lot of
yeah.
impatiens here before it became very popular.
Yeah.
We didn't have all the colors that they have now, but we grew all of those.
At one time in the front, when we first came, there was the leftover... What's that shrub that they use to hang over arbors? It's a very, very strong smell and a purple flower. I forget the name of it.
Clematis?
No. It's a shrub, but they train it to grow over arbors and trellises, and it has a very powerful scent. and kind of hanging clusters of purple flowers. Maybe it'll come back to me later. There was a piece of that left. I was wondering if that went back.
You mean wisteria?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that was here. Yeah, we had here, that. Okay. Wisteria.
That was left. Yeah. Yeah,
that was beautiful. Yeah, wisteria. This we had all flowers. We had had more of flowering shrubs, like let's say in places we have the bridal wreath, the spirea, Van Hooke. We had that. That was a favorite here.
Well, there still is one around the front.
I think so. Yes, yeah. I think I noticed that. You know,
it's a big one now.
Yeah. It's very pretty, but it gets kind of messy when if it rains, you'll get all white, and we have to sweep all the walk. If any of the petals came on the walk, we'd sweep up the walk.
Well, this year it was flowering just at the time we had that five-day rainy
rain,
spell.
Yes, I know. Yeah, it rained.
It really ruined
it. It ruined it, is right.
How about these big slate flagstones? Are they the same?
Yes.
Now, how about the brick border? Is that?
I know, we didn't have that.
No brick at all? No. It just went from the flagstone directly to the bed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This came in later.
Although these bricks look like they've been here a while, too.
Yeah. But we see, like, I'm not being critical now because that's not the purpose, but we wouldn't have any grass growing in between the, or anything like that.
Maybe the flagstones are farther apart now, that's it.
Expanding more.
Yes.
Yeah, we had more, more flowering shrubs than you have around here now.
Yeah. Okay, now we come up to the...
We had a big circular garden right up here. This way here.
Okay, within this parking circle?
Yeah, within this circle here.
Okay, where it's all grass now?
Yeah.
What kind of things were growing here?
We had salvia here, and we had the tall canna.
Uh-huh.
See, we try to keep with the period of the building and so on, you know, around 19th century, I guess it is, or so, in the colonial
the building
period.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, we try to stay with a lot of the old-fashioned flowers. Scabiosa was a popular pincushion flower. That was very popular here, too. Snapdragons we grew, and the
from seed again.
Everything we grew from seed. We had two greenhouses, and everything was started from seed. And then, if the commanding officer went to the hardware store, he'd something to his own liking. He'd buy a few packets of certain flowers or vegetables and bring it to us to start for him.
Was this area that we're in now terraced at all, or was it just flat the way it is now and you had different heights?
No, it was
plants.
Flat. Yeah, it was plain.
But you'd put things like the callas or cannas?
Yeah, canna lilies. Of course, they grew up
they'd be in the middle,
four or five feet tall, and then we'd have salvia. The cannas were kind of a bronzy green or red, and we'd have salvia around that circle. And again, we try to keep the red, white, and blue motif as much as possible. And excepting the cut flower garden, we had variety of things that were used for cut flowers. I mean, we weren't so conscious of the, color.
What else did you use for blue? Because there aren't that many blue flowers.
Scabiosa. The pincushion flower is a pretty, very beautiful blue. And there's a blue salvia we use, the annual blue salvia,
Asters?
Asters. We grew a lot of asters.
Bachelor buttons, anything like that?
Yes, bachelor button too.
Let's finish walking around the building and then we'll come back to the greenhouse area, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just to cover it. Was there anything?
Now, in this area here was an asparagus bed where you have the weather.
Where that weather station is now.
Apparatus is there. That was a asparagus.
The whole thing, huh?
Uh-huh.
That whole big square?
Yeah.
Like every
asparagus.
Well, first of all, were the lilacs there then?
Yes, lilacs. It was all in this area, all the way down, even as far as that opening is. That was all covered.
That was solid.
Planted with lilacs.
Uh-huh.
And then we had, in the spring, we'd have daffodils because they'd be blooming before the lilacs would leaf out.
Yeah.
We had daffodils, crocuses, scillas.
We're right alongside the lilac
alongside
edge?
Alongside both sides of the road, because there was, I believe there was a cottage
Yeah, there were several buildings over there that have gone
that
now.
Time, that
was two, three, and four.
Yeah, that's 17. What I noticed. That's where
four houses are gone.
Yeah, that's right. That's why, of course, so the people would enjoy the flowers, you know, from their side as much as they would from here.
Now we have an ugly building instead.
Oh, we had a lot of lilacs. Oh, they were beautiful.
Were there more lilacs on the other side where the parking lot is?
Yes, lilacs everywhere.
Did you take care of them also?
Yes, we did that.
Trimming?
Yeah, trimming and pruning and spraying.
Yeah. Was it your practice then to cut off the seed pods?
No, we did not do that because it really is not that important. It's natural for a plant to go into seed. And it did not detract anything, and they would not hurt the plant, and it would not go on.
Now, anyway, this whole...
They used to prune, not prune, but rip out the other building on what they call the across the road. That was covered with ivy, you know, Acalopsis and a vine, and they used to... That was a whole summer's work that the crew... They had a laboring crew that took care of, like, sweeping the roads and clearing the middle of the snow in the wintertime and pruning around the windows at the shops there. That was a summer's job.
This whole area that's between the paved driveway and the lilacs was solid asparagus?
No, this area here?
Yeah.
Yes, this side. That was all asparagus. We used to like to have his asparagus cut short. We used to cut it when it was about 4 or 5 inches tall.
I wish we had that here now.
Yeah.
Wonder what became of it.
Oh, I don't know. What did become?
That was still here when you left, though, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was still here.
Did they grow any rhubarb, too, or just asparagus?
No, yes, we had rhubarb right here alongside of the greenhouse.
Let's finish walking around the building first, and then we'll come back here, okay?
All right.
Before we lose our
This, we didn't do much over here. This was sort of the domestic end of the deal. Ida used to tell me if she wanted flowers or certain vegetables, the maid. Yeah, this maple was here.
Oh, that was, huh?
Yeah, that was.
Japanese maple?
Yeah.
They're pretty slow growing, I guess.
Oh, there's Spirea. That's the bridal wreath there.
You think that's one that was here in your time?
Definitely, yes. And we had more of it here.
Where we have the rhododendrons now.
You have the rhododendron, yeah. You look looks like you have the indica. And let me see, what is this one? Is this a sort of a lavender? It looks like Pupinensis. Yeah, that's Pupinensis.
There's more than one variety.
Yeah, you have indica, I noticed while I was here. Excuse me. Earlier, this wasn't here.
It still has some flowers, the azalea.
Yeah, that's indica. That's beautiful.
Yeah, there's several different varieties there.
That's Pupinensis, I could tell that. Now, we would never allow an oak.
There's a big oak sprouting up like that.
I'm not being critical, but, we...
No one noticed it, I guess. Let's see.
Yeah, we have...
What did you have in this area? Was this all the Spirea?
We have Spirea, Van Hooty here, and flowers. All the flowers all around.
Same thing. Okay, so like this one... Spirea that's
here,
left was like the end of a
hole. Yeah, a lot of it here.
It's gotten to be a huge bush now.
Yeah.
What's this one stray bush down here?
Cotonia aster, that's what they call a herringbone.
Cotonia aster, okay.
Cotonia aster horizontalis,
that's right,
most likely in the herringbone because of the horizontal branching of it.
Did you have this sort of thing here, or is that later?
We had, not here, but we did have that around.
Yeah.
You try to keep it more in the Victorian type of flowers and shrubs.
Yeah. Okay, how about out in this area?
There wasn't
be
much,
to the
excepting there was a circular bed over there. In that circle.
Circle.
There. Yeah, there was a circular bed.
More flowers?
Snapdragons, geraniums.
Okay. How about along the sidewalk here, running?
No, we didn't have that.
Eastward.
Was as it is, pretty much as it is now.
Okay. Was that dogwood there at that time, do you think?
No, that was coming later.
So it looks like it's been around a while too, but
it's
had some hard use.
Much later.
Yeah.
Well, the lilacs, we had those right along through here. And the other side, as I say, we had some right across, so it faced the cottages or quarters that were there.
Okay.
Big, there were two big houses, I think, there.
We had some trouble with the lilacs, and we had to have them all cut
back. Get the boar?
No, it wasn't really boar. It was, they say, a small mammal stripping the bark.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like voles, like, they were getting into the leaf mulch at the bottom.
Yeah, that's why I'm not much against, I'm not much for.
Where we have the vegetable garden now, is that approximately where it used to be?
No, no, not at all. I'm just trying to locate the lean-to greenhouse. It was approximately where that fence is there now. And our formal garden was in front of a lean-to greenhouse.
In front
that
of?
That was a colonial type of garden enclosed with the privet hedge.
When you say in front, you mean on the
side? The flower garden faced south.
Toward quarters one?
Yes. And the lean-to, the what they call the single-span greenhouse, the north side, that was all the wall.
Uh-huh.
And the vegetable garden was between the wall of the single-span greenhouse and the double-span greenhouse.
Okay.
That was just about, just exactly where you have the horses there now.
The second greenhouse was there.
Yes, that was a double-span greenhouse.
Okay. Do those buildings have numbers? Do you remember the greenhouse?
Oh, yes. Yeah, everything was numbered. Yeah, everything was numbered. And the green, as I say, the double-span greenhouse was just about where the horse corral is now. And the vegetable garden came just about in between, and the greenhouse, the single span, was just a little bit beyond that. And the colonial flower garden was just where this fence ends over there.
That's our garden fence now, so that
yeah.
Like the north edge of our garden would be just about the beginning of the formal
That's
flower
right,
garden
yeah.
as it is. Okay. What kind of vegetables did you have?
Corn. Rhubarb, summer squash, radishes, tomatoes, beets, almost all the popular spring beans, most all the popular vegetables.
Was that your responsibility,
yes,
Jeff?
Yeah, this was true. That was here. This was mine here, not mine, but the commanding officers. And as I say, some of the officers wanted a plot because they thought this was better land because we took care of it.
Mm.
But he said for us not to touch theirs.
Huh.
He allowed them real space, you know, for tomatoes and so on. Well, some of them, as I say, they didn't all live on the hill.
Right.
So.
What was the size of the vegetable garden like compared to what we have here now? That's
about
30 or 35 square.
Well, there was a walk at this side of the lilac hedge. There was a walk, like a flagstone walk. And all of this side was right up into this ravine, was all that width. And as far as near the greenhouses, because attached to the greenhouse was what it was known, and we did not use it as such, a mushroom cellar.
Uh-huh.
But we did not use it. We used that to start our bulbs with. Daffodils, tulips, in the spring, you know, we get them earlier.
You mean forcing the bulbs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We bring them in, we buy them, we dye them in the fall, and then put in the cold frames, and if we want them to advance a little bit, we bring them into the ball in the mushroom cellar, because it was sort of you could walk into it, and all you could see from the surface was the rooftop. So we had bulbs there, and we had our coal frames right on this side of the greenhouse too. And we did not allow the lilacs to grow all that undergrowth, because we had daffodils, crocuses, gillias.
You just had the tall main stems, yeah. Not all the shoots.
No, we had just the mains, the standard stock.
Yeah. Did you grow any unusual vegetables, or just stick by the pretty common?
Pretty much to the common. Of course, you see, he came when the last station was Hawaii. Yeah.
Who was that?
Colonel Stewart. He became Brigadier General.
Yeah.
So you see, I mean, when he came from Hawaii, he couldn't grow
a lot of things.
A lot of things, but he was pretty much acquainted with the area, because before he went to Hawaii, he was at Water Reed, New York, so that pretty much like it is here. We did not grow potato. We did grow some onion and some eggplant.
What about these broccoli, Brussels sprout type things?
We did grow broccoli. Broccoli he liked.
So really it just depended on what the particular CO liked.
That's right. Oh yeah, because this was really with his position. We did not grow potatoes. But we had flowers. We had big rows of zinnias, marigolds, scabiosa.
In the formal garden?
No. Between the... I'm trying to locate the wall of the lean-to, the single-span house. I'm trying to locate that. See? Because the formal garden was right in front of the... facing south, it was facing the lean-to greenhouse, and that was enclosed by the California privet hedge. And behind that, we had the flower, the vegetable garden, cut flower garden.
What was there in the area where we now have the vegetable garden?
This was mainly the formal. Colonial type of garden, old-fashioned flowers.
That's why the soil's so good in there, I guess.
Yeah, we grew the colonial type of old-fashioned flowers.
Was there a rose arbor around at that time?
Yes, there was coming into the, of course the garden had entrances at both ends from here and here. And they had a nice sundial here. And there was very fancy sundial. I don't know if it's still there at the parade ground. It had like the cannons, part of the cannon. And the
right.
Top was the sun.
On the parade ground?
Yeah.
In the center?
Right, I know where that area is. I don't know if it's still, is it still there?
No, for a while they had kind of an outdoor barbecue in the center. I don't know if that's the same location.
Well, they had a sundial there. Very fancy. It was made out of a cannon.
Right, now you say there was a sundial about where we're standing?
No. In the center of the colonial garden there was.
I see, okay.
Yeah. But there was another one that was... that cannon was either from a Revolutionary War or one of those periods that's what made it so famous.
Mm-hmm. There was no rose arbor, though, in the middle of this parking circle that's there now behind Quarters 1?
I don't recall it, no.
Any fountains or anything like that anywhere?
No. There was none of the Victorian type of garden architecture here.
No statuary, any of that sort of thing?
No, none of that cast iron type of garden implement.
You just kept busy putting plants in year after year. And what did you do in the winter?
Well, we had the greenhouses.
And you worked in the greenhouses?
Oh, yeah.
Starting plants?
We had flowers year-round. We just didn't have flowers in the summer. We'd start our work in the fall. We had this lean-to here that was here. That we had big chrysanthemums, these big standard chrysanthemums and the other type of chrysanthemums, and then followed by carnations and snapdragons. Don't know, it was very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Why, the greenhouse.
Was there any difference between what you used the two greenhouses for?
Yes. We grew carnations in the double span because it wasn't really outfitted and designed for cut flower production as much as single span was. The single span was mostly designed to begin with for vegetable growing. They had the high wall which faced north inside, which they would grow cucumbers and squash.
Oh, so you would grow greenhouse raised vegetables, not just star plants, but grow them to maturity.
Right. Yeah, okay. The wall that was intended, purposely designed in that type to grow cucumbers and squash and train it against the wall like you would train random roses.
Yeah. Was it still being used that way when you left?
Yes, and then the benches were designed and we grew chrysanthemums and snapdragons and carnations. We had big massive flowers. You look to all the quarters.
How many people did you have working on that operation?
Only two.
You and one other?
Yeah.
Who was that person, or was it a change or what?
I don't know, a change, I think. Well, they used to give me like some WPA help, you know, at that time. It was just about breaking up. We had a big cold frame that ran parallel with the greenhouse.
Which side of the greenhouse?
It faced south.
Okay.
And we had...
Was it connected to the greenhouse?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it was connected to the greenhouse. And we grew a lot of our, hardened off our plants there. Our annuals and our perennials and our vegetable plants were all hardened off. We just didn't put them out from the greenhouse out in the field. We hardened them.
Interesting.
And corn, and the north side of the wall, we had in the summer, we'd have clematis vines and so on, and cobia, the cup and saucer vine growing on the north side of the wall. So it's to take advantage of both sides.
Do you have any berries, strawberries, blueberries?
We had strawberries. That was the only small fruit that we had, strawberries.
No grapes or anything?
No. Strawberry was the only small fruit that we had.
Where did they grow?
They were in this area somewhere. It was a big bed around here, I think. Of course, you change strawberries around every few years. So we moved them from one place to another. But this was the general area.
Yeah.
About every 3 years, we would relocate the runners to start a new bed, never allow them to expire completely, because when they get too old, they don't produce as much. So we would take the runners and start another bed before the original one would expire.
You didn't have blackberries or raspberries,
no,
any of that sort of thing?
No, just strawberries.
There's some wild ones down in the ravine, but I guess they just happened to be there.
They probably came in later, about or so, but we did not have any blackberries. Now, you see that house, where that house, that was...
Quarters 10.
Yeah, that was the dispensary there.
Any plantings around that?
Yeah, it was all planted around him. He had a big garden there. There was a big garden between... the dispensary and the, I guess what they call that, curing shed or something. Used to cure the lumber, the stock that came in for the rifles.
Part of the long storehouse.
Yeah. There was a big garden there. We had more shrubs around than they have now. All the quarters had shrubbery.
Who took care of that?
If they wanted something special, we do it, but then for general maintenance, it was done by a regular laboring crew.
Who took care of that big garden alongside Building 10 that you're talking about?
They would themselves. That was whoever occupied the... We supplied the plants, like tomatoes and eggplant and peppers. We would supply the plants, but they would have to plant them themselves.
Whoever was in charge?
Yeah,
whoever. Was anyone living in that building?
Oh, yeah. The upper part was occupied by a sergeant there. He was the medical officer.
Okay, and the lower part was a dispensary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was occupied. Everything was occupied, even that little building over there.
Building 12, you mean the cottage?
Little, yeah. Yeah, that was occupied.
What sort
it was all gardens, all the way from here to the end that runs parallel with that storing shed. It was all gardens throughout there. We had shrubbery planted there. We had Wigidia, And we had, we did have some forsythia there. And we had, of course, plenty of lilacs. But that was all Gaspyrea, the Anthony water, the rose-colored one. We had that. And that ran all the way up to where that, that ran all the way up to that building, or way over there. That was an office village in that quarters over there. There was, I think there was another cottage. Wasn't there another cottage?
There's three of them there now. You can only see one from here because they're in a line.
Yeah, there's three there.
Yeah. Those three are still there. It's the other row of four that is gone.
Yeah. And there's a few that were taken off from over here, weren't they?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Where the parking lot is now, there were four houses.
They were big houses, too.
And these three here that are a little bit earlier, they're still in existence, plus this building 10. Now, this dispensary, what kind of shrubs did that have around
it? We had all flowering shrubs around there. We didn't use too many evergreens around. We had mostly flowering shrubs. We had the spirea, the Anthony waterer, and the Van Houte, the white. We had a big, big, what do you call that one? A lot of the blue hydrangeas, you know, the blue one, the hortensis, we had a lot of that.
Any of the bedding plants, the flowers?
Yeah, well, they would pretty well take care of that themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We supplied the plants, but they would plant them where they wanted to.
So at that time, it didn't look as bare as it does now?
No. We had a lot more planted around, a lot more.
But I guess that row of lilacs off on one side of it must have still been there.
Yes, yeah. This was all enclosed here, all of it, completely enclosed.
Well, they broke the row of lilacs to give a view of that building. That's why that happened.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you couldn't see the building.
Yeah, there wasn't. As I said, we had a nice walk. Right here. See, this is all garden here. Now, we've been to the formal flower garden, the greenhouse, and then this is all garden here.
Mm-hmm.
Cut flowers and vegetables. We have a lot of strawberries, a lot of strawberries.
Must have been nice.
It was nice, yeah. Like I said, where the lilac is now, where you have it more like a hedge, natural hedge, we had a lot of daffodils, like crocuses, tillers.
It's funny, none of them come back. You would think that some of them would have survived, but I guess not.
Well, eventually they die out.
Yeah.
Because they begin multiplying, and in multiplying, they go just so far.
Then they weaken.
Yeah. You really have to take them out every few years and cure them and replant the little, you know, the young bulbs. That's what we used to do that.
What do you do, cure them over the winter and then
we
put them back?
We cure them over in cough flats and cure them over, put them in the mushroom cellar.
Hmm.
They have to be dried before we do that and cure them in the outside and put them in the mushroom. Gladiolus, we grew a lot of gladiolus. Yeah, there was a walk.
Did you raise your own glads from the corns?
From the corns, yeah.
Where did they? Where did you plant those?
We had a flower garden for the flowers. Yeah, we used to deliver all those to the quarters. Even the officers used to live. He used to take care of the officers' quarters. There was an officer living, I guess, second or third floor there.
Were you living in Springfield at the time you were working here? Did you move?
No, I lived in Chickabee, on Springfield Street at that time. Well, that's where, where that horse just came out of. That was right all the way as far as you could see to the other building.
Mm-hmm. Vegetable gardens, flowers?
Flowers and vegetables.
Yeah. But each officer?
Yeah, we supply them with like tomato plants, cucumber plants, squash plants, peppers, but they would plant them themselves. We did not, and they would maintain their own garden. So, well, they liked to work outside. It's not some of the time they had days off, and you'd see them working in the garden.
Did some of the COs or their family do any of that?
Oh, yeah. They liked it. Yeah, they liked working in gardens. They had all of the officers that were working in the gardens there.
Why did you leave Springfield Armory?
At that time, I had an opportunity to go to Stanford to work for Dr. Goodspeed. He was doing research with tobacco plants, and I was going to do the propagating of the new introductions that he was bringing in, seeds and so on, cuttings.
How did you get to know him?
I read his book. I read his book on collecting plants in South America.
Was he from Springfield?
No, he was originally from Rhode Island somewhere. And he wanted someone from New England to work for him. He was collecting species and hybridizing them.
Yeah.
And then I was starting up the seed and cuttings where possible. And he was doing a lot of breeding. He was going to improve tobacco at that time.
Was he working with the Connecticut Valley type tobacco or the Southern?
No, he was working with the Southern type.
Yeah.
Well, all the tobacco was pretty well gone from the Connecticut Valley, you know.
Not much anymore, yeah.
Did you know that was owned by, the land is probably still owned by Queen Wilhelmina?
Really? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. She still owns a lot of real estate holdings up there.
In the Connecticut Valley?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
General Cigar. Huh. But she doesn't come around here at all to see how things are going. But it goes with the Dutch industry, you know. Tobacco growing is, a lot of it was expanded by the Dutch. So he was doing, especially in the Andes, collecting plants in the Andes. And I was to cultivate them and propagate them and cultivate them. And the funny thing, I didn't go. I was embarrassed because they sent me tickets for plane flight and everything.
Change your mind?
Well, the family. They like to think that they're going to make the move. Well, now I'm working on my own of the wildflowers in the area.
That's good.
I got over 50 already.